And can you do it for people then, you were saying, as well, as well as items or animals?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, anything. Any rather than thing that's not stolen, you know, the stolen thing is no good. I can show you.
So would you be able to, let's say, look for a person who doesn't want to be found? Like, you know, missing persons would...
Some of them is awkward, you see. You see, I tell you what's the same. Say, for instance, you hid something. That's hard to find. Say, for instance, you're going on your holidays. Happened several times. And you're going... you hid something so they don't want to find where you were gone. You hid it.
Yeah.
No one to find it. Very hard to go into that. Because instead of... See, I'd be looking to you to help me to find it. But you'd be against me.
Right.
See, that's where you get the person's name and pour along with you, a person that help you to find it. But you'd be no good to you. Or you'd find the ring or whatever it'd be alright, but it wouldn't be in the right place. But you might get maybe a whole lot of different places if you have to try the ball. But one of them would be right. But you wouldn't get it normally, the spot where it should be. Because she hit it. Or he hit it. And if he died and hit it and died it, it'd be twice as awful.
Yeah.
He'd deny you then, you'd have to leave it. Charlie can't be wanting now. Quite a while ago. And he'd been uncle of his, and he had a good lot of money. And with the time, they were going around checking all these things, you know. And they'll be checking how your money, you know, I don't know what you call it. Hidden money, or whatever you call it. No, money have different accounts.
Yeah.
You had money in the bank, you had money in the credit union, you had money in the post office. So you lived with a whole lot of it everywhere. You lived with all over the credit union, all over the bank, and all over the post office. But no one ever knew what he'd done with. And he died. But he hid it, of course. So that no one could get at it. But the man came to me then, I didn't know who they were, but he came to me. And he told me to look for it. And I looked for it. But see, I couldn't look. But I couldn't get it. I'd have to bring him into it. The man that died. Or to look for it. Or was you bring him in? I had to throw it at him. He didn't want me. I had to give it up. He didn't know you. You wouldn't stick it, you know. He didn't know you. You'd know. You'd get the feeling straight away.
And what would just be about?
Huh?
Would it be a bad feeling or just...
You'd know yourself. You'd get the feeling straight away.
Something isn't right. Yeah.
We tell you to stop, not to go and not leave it alone. So I don't know whether I ever got it or not, but I didn't get for them either. Went on my own and doubt on looking down, told him that what I was in the garden, I think he dug, but I don't think he got it. But it was round the house all right, not what he lived, where his son lived, but I didn't think he hid it. But I don't know whether I ever got it or not. I couldn't look any further either. Because I knew I'd never find out bringing him into it. He didn't want to come in.
Yeah.
So, that was it. I've got the letter here to show you.
But you can track bodies and stuff, can't you?
Oh, I used to. No, a lot of people. But the trouble is, when you find someone like that that's missing, they never any contact with you anymore. They never even say thanks. I've seen several fellas in the Bible. Never even said thanks. Sent a mass card to them, but they never even say thanks. Never.
Why is that?
I seen one man down the fill in the river slain. And they were here now until he was gone. Every night they were here with me. And soon they're gone. Never saw them anymore. They're everyone's name in the paper, they helped them with my name on it. Me they told them what it was.
Why do you reckon that is? People are afraid
why,
to.
I don't know why. Surely you have to tell them the truth, like. I remember. Back about 6 or 7 years ago, there was a chap lost below, way down in the north. He went to a disco, and he came out of the disco, and he sat on the wall. I never seen him more. And he was gone, I would say, for a long time before his father knew about me. And he gave up the whole way, brought the maps up here, and the whole map of the area, where the sun was, because I had no maps of Northern Ireland. And he landed here one day about 12 o'clock with all the maps and a photograph of the chap. So the number one, I had to tell him from the photograph that the chap was dead. He didn't think he was dead. And I told him he was in the river. The river where he was seen sitting on the bank while he's sitting on these steps, that ribbon. So he's just sitting at the back of that. Couldn't be in, he said, that's all covered with railings. He couldn't get in there. The rail madam went off in the hoof. But 6 weeks after, I saw it in the paper that the body was found, exactly what I told him, under the valve in the river. So he never contacted me.